Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Audacity of Hope: Thoughts on Reclaiming the American Dream is Barack Obama's widely discussed work of political reflection and civic argument, written during his rise as a national figure. Framed as both an explanation of his governing outlook and a meditation on American identity, the book explores how values, institutions, and everyday experiences shape public life. Obama examines the tension between ideological certainty and practical problem-solving, urging readers to see democracy as a shared project rather than a constant culture war. Along the way, he discusses the responsibilities of citizenship, the role of faith and family, and the impact of economic and social change on the American dream. The tone blends personal narrative with policy-minded analysis, aiming to reach readers across party lines. More than a campaign-era statement, the book presents a case for restoring trust in government and for building coalitions grounded in common purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a politics of common ground over permanent division. A central theme is the argument that American democracy works best when citizens and leaders resist the pull of tribal thinking. Obama describes how polarization becomes self-reinforcing media ecosystems reward outrage, primary elections punish compromise, and interest groups demand loyalty tests. Against that backdrop, he advocates a political style that treats disagreement as normal and potentially productive, rather than proof of bad faith. The book emphasizes the practical need for coalition building in a system designed to disperse power, where lasting change requires persuasion and durable majorities. This approach does not deny real differences on culture, economics, or foreign policy. Instead, it calls for a shift in posture, listening before labeling, focusing on shared problems, and valuing incremental progress when sweeping reforms are not feasible. The reader is invited to consider what it means to argue in good faith, to accept that opponents may have legitimate concerns, and to judge policies by outcomes rather than ideological purity. The topic ultimately frames unity not as sentimental rhetoric, but as a strategic and moral necessity for governing a diverse nation. Secondly, Reclaiming the American Dream in an Unequal Economy, the book links the health of democracy to the economic security of ordinary families. Obama discusses how wage pressures, job displacement, and changing industries can erode confidence in institutions and intensify resentment. He argues that opportunity is not only an individual virtue story, but also an outcome shaped by education, infrastructure, labor markets, and fair rules. This topic explores the balance he tries to strike between market dynamism and public responsibility. Rather than rejecting capitalism, the book treats markets as powerful tools that require guardrails to prevent concentrated power and to keep prosperity broadly shared. In this framing, is less about guaranteeing identical outcomes and more about restoring credible pathways for mobility, quality schooling, accessible healthcare, and the chance to work with dignity. The discussion highlights the moral dimension of economic policy, asking readers to consider what a society owes to children, workers, and those left behind by rapid change. It also addresses the political challenge of aligning policy with long-term national interests when short-term incentives dominate. The result is a call for reforms that reward work, strengthen the middle class, and sustain social cohesion. Thirdly, faith, values, and the public square. Obama devotes significant attention to how moral language and religious belief interact with politics. He argues that faith communities have long played a constructive role in American civic life, from social services to movements for justice, while also acknowledging the risks of turning religion into a partisan weapon. The book suggests that citizens should be able to bring their deepest values into public debate without demanding that everyone share the same theology. This topic examines the idea of translation, articulating moral commitments in terms that can be evaluated by people of different backgrounds, including those who are not religious. The aim is to preserve pluralism while still allowing meaningful moral argument. Obama also challenges the assumption that values issues belong to one political camp, noting how commitments like personal responsibility, family stability, and care for the vulnerable can lead to different policy conclusions. The discussion invites readers to rethink stereotypes about secularism and religiosity, and to consider how empathy and humility can reduce cultural conflict. By framing values as a bridge rather than a wedge, the book presents a vision of civic dialogue where moral conviction coexists with constitutional limits and respect for diversity. Fourthly, race, identity, and the ongoing work of a diverse democracy, a major thread is the exploration of race as both a personal reality and a national challenge. Obama reflects on how identity shapes perception, trust, and political behavior, and how historic injustice continues to influence present-day outcomes. The book treats race not as a single-issue debate, but as an ongoing context that affects neighborhoods, schools, policing, and opportunity. This topic emphasizes his effort to navigate between denial and despair, rejecting simplistic narratives that either dismiss discrimination entirely or portray progress as impossible. He points to the importance of honest conversation paired with practical steps that improve everyday life, such as better education and economic opportunity, while also acknowledging the role of rhetoric and symbolism in healing divisions. The analysis highlights how racial anxiety can be exploited for political gain, making it harder to build coalitions around shared economic interests. It also underscores the complexity of belonging in a nation built by immigrants and shaped by multiple cultural traditions. The reader is encouraged to see citizenship as a commitment to a common future, where acknowledging painful history is compatible with patriotic hope and where policies are designed to expand inclusion and trust. Lastly, governing in a system built for compromise. Another key topic is the reality of governing within American institutions. Obama explains how the separation of powers, federalism, and procedural rules can slow change and reward confrontation. Rather than treating these constraints as mere obstacles, the book frames them as features intended to prevent concentrated authority and to force deliberation. This topic explores what effective leadership looks like under such conditions, setting priorities, negotiating, choosing battles, and communicating trade-offs honestly. The book also discusses the influence of money, lobbying, and media incentives, arguing that public cynicism grows when citizens suspect that decisions are driven by insiders rather than common needs. Obama emphasizes civic engagement as a counterweight, suggesting that durable reform requires informed voters, local organizing, and sustained attention beyond election cycles. The discussion encourages readers to be skeptical of easy promises and to understand policy as a series of choices among competing goods, limited budgets, and unintended consequences. By clarifying how government actually functions, the book aims to replace resignation with realistic hope progress is possible, but it usually arrives through persistence, coalition building, and a willingness to accept imperfect victories while continuing to push for better outcomes. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to understand American politics through a blend of personal reflection and practical analysis, including students, engaged citizens, and anyone curious about how values translate into policy. It is also useful for readers tired of purely partisan takes because it tries to explain why reasonable people disagree and how democratic systems can still deliver progress. The main benefit is perspective. It helps readers connect everyday concerns such as work, family, faith, and identity to the incentives and constraints that shape government decisions. By stressing coalition building and civic responsibility, it can encourage more constructive participation, whether that means voting more thoughtfully, volunteering locally, or discussing issues with less contempt. Compared with many political books that focus on tactics or outrage, it is worth buying for its attempt to integrate moral reasoning, policy considerations, and lived experience into one narrative. It does not require the reader to share the author's ideology to gain value from the framework democracy as a shared project, hope grounded in institutions, and reform pursued with humility. For readers seeking a serious, accessible map of modern American challenges, it remains a distinctive and resonant choice. If you would like to support Barack Obama, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.